Welcome to the Learning Through Grace podcast, just three guys and their Bible. I'm Tyler.
I'm Derek.
I'm Alan.
Today we're going to be asking I'm going to be asking a question. And the reason that I am asking this question, I need to give background before I ask it. So a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to a youth conference with a bunch of teens from our church. I overheard some of the conversations. I was a part of some of the conversations. One of the questions, or one of the things that kept getting talked about, was the emphasis on baptism within the church. And we all know baptism is important. They know that baptism is important. They talk about it. They say they know that it's important. However, some of them still are not baptized. And when I kind of pushed into that topic, it was like we know we should be baptized, but that's all we've been talked about. It's all we have been taught, it's shoved down our throats, so we feel like we are not going to be the ones that are making that decision within ourselves, that it's just being told to us, and that we would not be doing it for the right reason of, I know that that's what needs to happen. So the question that I am going to just ask, and I think this episode might be more of just a conversation between three friends, and which is what I hope all of them are. But, you know, this one's more informal. But do we talk about baptism too much?
Before I dive into that,
okay,
I want to step back and talk about the conversation you're having and try to dissect where they're coming from.
Okay.
Because regardless of what we decide, they still have feelings no matter what.
100%.
And so I want to talk about where that's coming from, because until we understand that, the rest of it's not going to matter, right? Right.
Absolutely.
And when you first talked to me, I was like, such a weird thing. Like, why is that? They're standing ground. I was talking to my mom about it. We do dinners once a week. I was talking to her, and she goes, you used to do the same thing when I would tell you to take the trash out. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you could be in the middle of doing something. Like, I'd be washing the dishes. And she wouldn't know. She'd be in another room. She's like, hey, do you mind washing the dishes real quick? And she's like, the second I said that, you would flip out and be like, I'm not doing that. Even though you were already doing it.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I do remember that.
Well, yeah.
And like, I can remember, like, I'd be like, you know, taking the trash out. And then my dad would like holler from downstairs, be like, hey, can you take the trash out? And be like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that just because you want me to do it. And it's like, I was already doing it. Why am I having this reaction? And I think part of it is just that, like, youthful rebellion is, I think, a word that old people, I would call old. I'm probably the age of the people I used to call old that said that. But it's like, you don't want to do something just because you're being told. You want to do it because it's a choice. And I think that is a similar thing. Like, I would be fine taking the trash out, but as soon as you tell me, oh, it's not my choice anymore, you're making me do it, therefore I'm going to rebel because I'm an adult and I don't want to do what I'm told type of situation.
I would agree that mindset is probably there a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we had it when we were that age, right?
Absolutely.
I don't think it's no generation thing. And like, there may be some young people listen to this and like start calling us old, think we're old. I would have done the same thing. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, well, they just don't understand because they're old. I would have said the same thing when I was 16 years old. If I had heard 3 30-year-old dudes sitting around a table talking about us.
I'm not 30.
You're
29.
You're close enough. If I heard the same thing, I would probably have the same reaction. And I get that. Your feelings are still valid. However, I think from years down the road, you look back and have a very similar view that we've had, that our parents had, there is something about that, like, teenage where you just don't want to be told what to do. You want to have your own autonomy, which I think is important. But that sometimes means you want to argue when people are trying to do good things for you. My parents used to want me to, like, get a good night's sleep before a test. But like, no, I don't want to. Now I'm like, well, yeah, getting a good night's sleep before a test was a good idea. Like, they weren't trying to be a jerk. They were trying to help me succeed. So doing things like that, like, they used to really push me to get good grades in school so I could get scholarships. Man, I wish I'd listened to that more. I wouldn't have had to pay like $10,000 in student loan debt. And I know that's not much compared to some people, but that's still a lot. And like, they weren't trying to do anything wrong. They were trying to help me, and I just didn't realize what they were trying to do because I just wanted my own autonomy to make my own decisions, even if it was the wrong decision.
I mean, and I think we all make the wrong decision, especially as, I mean, even as adults, I make. My parents still, we had a conversation with my mother earlier this week, you know. She tells me, I think you're doing this wrong, and I am 30-something years old, and what do? Is I spit right back at her. I spat right back, you know what I mean? So, like, it is something that even as a grown adult, I still do. And all she is trying to do is make sure that I understand where she's coming from and make sure that I've got my ducks in a row before I do it. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking to your example of being a teenager and you're doing a task, whatever, cleaning your room or taking out the trash or whatever it is. And like, that is not to the extreme that baptism is. Like,
not at all. Like not at all.
But I've got a different scenario. I want to picture Derek's in the middle of the road and your father says, there's a car coming, get out of the way. And because of your teenage angst, you're like, no, thanks. That's kind of like what I feel as though we're equating this to. And I just don't really know how to proceed because this is the most important thing anybody could think. And if they're having those thoughts, then I don't think they truly have grasped the weight of what baptism is and the beauty that baptism is. Because why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you be baptized? If you even believe Christianity and if you even kind of believe that Jesus is Lord at all, this is like the next logical step. You don't have to do anything. You have to get wet. Yes, yes, you do. For a moment, you have to be wet and you have to be dunked. But you are getting the grace of Jesus and you haven't had to do anything for it. You don't even have to dunk yourself. Somebody else gets to dunk you. You just have to go backward for a moment.
You do have to believe.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean? You have to believe. So like that,
I'm saying the work of baptism, okay, there's nothing. Of course, there's the faith piece and there's the believing piece, but the quote unquote work of baptism is a very easy task. You just get wet for a moment and then you get out of the water and you're a brand new creation. So I would argue that either one, maybe they don't believe this and they're just going to church because their parents are dragging them, or they don't fully understand the weight of it. But that's my opinion. I didn't have the conversation with the people that you were talking about. But that's where I would lean. If they're just not going to get baptized just because, well, then I guess, like, do you really believe in the beauty of baptism? Do you actually believe that?
So my response to that is yes, baptism should be easy. We see that in the gospel. The Ethiopian eunuch hears very little of anything compared to what we have. And it's like, yeah, baptize me right now. We read John the Baptist. We read the Day of Pentecost. We read the Apostles. Baptism is very much like they heard the story of Jesus. They believe they get baptized 20 minutes later. Paul's in jail. There's a whole thing that happens. He gets released. Like, the God shakes the foundations, and he chooses not to leave. And that is enough to convert the jailer and his entire household. And they're baptized that night, having never heard of Jesus, other than probably something as bad. Like, if he's a jailer at that time, he probably has heard of Jesus in a bad way, not in a good way. And that one moment's enough to shake him, right? And so we read these stories about how it is very easy. I think we all sitting around this table agree, it is. You believe, you get baptized. That should be a natural outcrop. Based off their response, it leads me to the question, have we as a church overcomplicated it or put too much pressure on it? And when I say too much pressure, it is the important thing. Like what you said, I don't want to disregard that at all. It is the most important thing. Like, it is something we are called to do, to be baptized, to baptize others. Like, that is the number one. But are we overcome to where they feel like they can't live up to the expectations? Have we overcomplicated to a point that they don't feel good enough? They feel that there's more that has to be done. which would be a failure on us in teaching it, right? That's a failure on the church that we have overcomplicated church. We've overcomplicated faith. I think of, there used to be like the seven steps to salvation I can think of back in the day. I don't think those were created for the wrong reason. Over time, they became a complication to a lot of people. Like, oh, well, I have to do these seven things to earn my salvation. It's like, that's not the intent. That's not what Christ teaches. That's not anything scripture. You're not going to find the seven steps. So in our want to put, to help them get there, to want to help them get baptized, have we overcomplicated our teaching? Have we failed in our teachings and the way we explain it, that they're now at this point where they feel like they're being forced to do something they don't understand, that they don't feel ready for, etc.? I don't know the answer, but...
I don't know the answer either. However, I will say this. After talking with them and listening to them, I really think that there are things that have happened that have made them feel that way. When they see a visitor, when they bring a visitor with them, and the second they walk in the door after everyone has learned their name, if the second question that is asked of them, are they baptized? I mean, if that person's not, man, they're going to feel terrible. You know, they're going to feel very out of place. So I feel like there are, it is 100% the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. You 100% should be baptized, like Alan said. And it is easy. However, I think that when it is talked about so much to the point where almost in every conversation when they are all together, I think that they can't, in their minds, they can't live up to those expectations. That is what I think. And have I done a terrible job as being a mentor to these teens? Maybe. Maybe I have. You know, I really think that they really believe they can't live up. And newsflash, I'm not living up. I was baptized when I was 12. You know, I sinned that day. You know, I mean, we can get into the list of sins that I've done. We're probably not going to on this podcast right now. But if you're listening to this and you know me personally and you want to know everything that I've done, come and talk to me. Like, I mean, honestly, like, I am an open book. I will tell you. And but you're not perfect. You will never be perfect, you know. And I hope that is not the thought that that people have, is that you have to be perfect to be baptized, because that is so far from the truth.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your beginning question of, do we talk about it too much? I think that is a resounding no.
Right.
I agree. No matter what you tell me, no matter what someone will say to me, you're never convinced me that we talk too much about baptism.
I agree.
And about being saved. Like, that is the foundation of Christian faith. So I will never agree with, we talk about too much. I don't think there is a limit to talking about baptism. I don't think there is a point that God's like, okay, you've talked about that enough. Like, I don't see that.
Oh, I agree.
I think where the issue can be is how we talk about it and how we put emphasis on it and how we're using it. If we're using it as a tool for shame, that's not the intent.
Correct.
Baptism should be a glorious, beautiful thing of a union between you and God, and not you're doing this so you're not being shamed for not being baptized. Like, I don't know how to explain that better, but like, we shouldn't be making people feel shameful just because they're not baptized. We should be asking them, how can we help? Like, how can I share Christ with you to help you get there? What questions can I help with? Whatever it may be, but we shouldn't be putting any feeling of shame on someone for that decision.
I love what you just said is, how can we help you? I think that is the question that needs to be asked. Instead of, because I would, if I were to call them right now and put them on here, and I'm not going to call everyone that I was talking to, but if I did, I would assume and I would probably guess that they are going to say that they feel shame. And I, just from the conversation that I had, I can almost guarantee that's going to be said. And they should never feel that way. You know, and that is maybe where I failed, or we as a church have failed, or someone has failed, you know. But that question of how can we help you is the stance that we need to take. 100%. And I love that. And that's why we're having these conversations. So I can go out and I can go to them and I can go, how can I help you?
Because if you're getting baptized out of a sense of shame, scripturally, I'd say you're probably not going to baptize for the right reason. Right. Like, baptism should be something you are excited for. You're wanting to do as a natural step. Like, when you fell in love with your wives, the natural step is, I want to get engaged. I want to get married. Like, you weren't doing it because you felt shame about being single. You're doing it because you found something you love so much that, yeah, the natural step is, let's keep this going. Let's take this further. Let's take it deeper. That's what baptism should be. It should be, I acknowledge, I accept you, Christ. I want to be with you. I want to be a part of you. This is natural. It shouldn't be, I feel so shameful about not being baptized that I'm going to get baptized so I stop feeling shame. That's not, in my view, the point of baptism.
It sounds like whoever you're talking about, they just, we need to scale it back to what Jesus said before he went back up to heaven. We need to teach and then baptize. Obviously, however they were taught about baptism is incorrect, because you don't have to be a perfect being to get baptized. Because when you become baptized, you're getting the perfection from Christ. So if you're waiting, or if you feel a lot of guilt or anything like that, forget all of that. Do you want to partake in the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and do you want to one day live with him? And if the answer to that question is yes, then find somebody and dunk yourself in the water. Let them baptize you. Let you become part of the family of God, because similar to Tyler, I was baptized when I was in seventh grade. I didn't fully understand what I was doing, but I knew that it was a big part of being obedient to God, and I know that it is a direct commandment from God. And sometimes we don't understand why he wants us to do the things that he wants us to do. Sometimes I'm leading singing at church, and I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, why, of all things, why does God want us to do this? But it's a commandment. He wants me to do this. And so I will humble myself, and I will submit myself to the will of God. And I'll sing at church. I'll take communion, and I will be baptized for the forgiveness of my sin, because I got a lot of sin. And luckily, that water completely covered me, and I bear my sin no longer. And so if that's you and you don't know if you want to be baptized, I'm telling you, you do, because everybody has sin that they need to be forgiven of. And there is one way to do that. Baptism is the symbol of the symbolism of what happened, but Jesus died and he resurrected and he takes your sin away, and we partake in that through the waters of baptism.
Derek, I liked what you said is, how we teach baptism is how I feel like the question should have been asked in the first place, instead of, do we talk about it too much? No, we don't talk about it too much. It should have been worded, how do we teach baptism? And I think that is somewhere where maybe we can improve.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we need a better job of sharing our testimony, sharing our story of baptism, and showing that it isn't a shameful, like, thing to do. It's something we did because we found Christ, we loved him, and we wanted to be a part of this. Instead of focusing on, well, you're not baptized, you should be, because, like, putting pressure on it's never the right answer. Like, it should be, if you don't feel you're there, why? Like, what can I do to help you? Not, why aren't you better and baptized? Like, what can I do to help you get there?
And that's the example you see all the time in Scripture, is,
yeah,
what the person will ask the apostles or Peter or Paul, what do I have to do to be saved? It's not them attacking them. It's the person who has to make the decision. It's ultimately, it's your relationship with God. You have to make the decision.
And if you've got more questions about kind of the idea of baptism and the scriptural backing for it and all that, we have an earlier episode. It's one of our earliest episodes, if you go back, where we do a deep dive into the actual subject of baptism. What does it mean? What does it look like? And the scripture backs up, and I hope you check that out if you do have questions after this. Like Tyler said, this is more of an informal kind of talking about a situation we have going on, but it's probably not the only place in America this is happening right now. And hopefully there are people out there that found benefit from this, that may be going through the same situation. But I definitely say that just how you approach it, being prayerful, being intentional to be wanting to help them, not just to make them do something just so we can mark it off type of thing.
Thank you for listening to the Learning Through Grace podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can follow us on Instagram.